Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A senior UN official Thursday called for every measure to be taken to protect civilians following an attack in which at least 12 people were killed when a tank shelling hit a UN training center hosting thousands of displaced Palestinians in Gaza. Director of Gaza Affairs for the UN Relief Works Agency, Thomas White, said the situation in Khan Yunis, the southern Gaza city where the attack took place, shows a consistent failure to uphold the fundamental principles of humanitarian law. He said persistent attacks on civilian sites in Khan Yunis are utterly unacceptable and must stop immediately. White said Wednesday's attack also injured at least 75 people. In a briefing Wednesday, U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel said the U.S. finds the attack on the training center very concerning.
We deplore today's attack on the U.N.'s Khan Yunis training center. You've heard me say it before, you've heard the secretary say it before, but civilians must be protected, and the protected nature of UN facilities must be respected. And humanitarian workers must be protected so that they can continue providing civilians with the life-saving humanitarian assistance that they need.
Israel's military said it did not believe the shelling came from its forces, but said the situation was under investigation. It also said the wider Khan Yunis area was a significant base for Hamas militants. The U.N. Security Council is to hold an emergency meeting Thursday after a Russian military transport plane went down near the Russian-Ukraine border. Both Russian and Ukrainian officials are calling for an investigation. The Russian side accuses Ukraine of shooting down the plane that crashed Wednesday in the Belgorod region. Russia said the plane was carrying 74 people, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, who were to be part of a prisoner swap. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who was already in New York for meetings this week at the United Nations, accused Ukraine of carrying out a terrorist attack. This is VOA News. A senior White House official under former U.S. President Donald Trump, who refused to cooperate with a congressional investigation. Japanese public broadcaster NHK reports a Japanese man was convicted and sentenced to death Thursday for the arson and killing of 36 people at a famed anime studio, Kyoto Animation, in 2019. A senior White House official under former U.S. President Donald Trump refused to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol is scheduled to be sentenced today. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Prosecutors are asking a judge to sentence former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro to 6 months in prison and a $200,000 fine. Navarro was found guilty of defying a subpoena for documents and a deposition from the House January 6 committee. Following his conviction in September, Navarro accused the Justice Department of going against its own policy by prosecuting him.
They had a policy for more than 50 years that says people like me, senior White House advisors, alter egos of the president, cannot be compelled to testify before Congress.
Navarro has vowed to appeal the verdict. Donna Warder, Washington.
Japanese public broadcaster NHK reports a Japanese man was convicted and sentenced to death Thursday for the arson and killing of 36 people at famed anime studio Kyoto Animation in 2019. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has that report.
Shinji Aoba, now 45 years old, set the studio ablaze in 2019 by dousing the entrance area of the Kyoto-based studio, better known as KyoAni, with petrol, killing mostly young artists. He himself suffered heavy burns and underwent intensive treatment for nearly a year. Reports say Aoba held a grudge against the studio known for the series Violet Evergarden. Aoba told police that he believed the studio had plagiarized his novel, an allegation KyoAni denies. Prosecutors had demanded the death penalty for Aoba, while local media say his defense sought a lighter sentence or to have him acquitted due to, quote, mental incompetence. The arson attack sent shockwaves not only through Japan, where violent crime is rare, but also through the studio's far-reaching overseas fan base.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken continued his four-nation tour of Africa Thursday with a visit to Angola, where he met with President Joao Lourenco. Blinken's four-nation tour included Cape Verde, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria. More on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.